At an altitude of 3,001 meters, Passo d'Isabru Nord links Val d'Isadec to Val Zabru and affords wonderful views of army positions, trenches and barbed wire located along the ridge and the slopes below, as well as offering a panoramic view of exceptional beauty and appeal. Northwards is a magnificent view of the Grand Zabru Pyramid with its 3,851 meters of altitude. Eastwards is the glacial plateau which leads to Monte Sivdale, 3,769 meters. And southwards you can see the north face of Punta San Mateo, at an altitude of 3,678 meters. The main Italian guard post in Val Zabru was Capanna Milano and #8211, now Refugio Quinto Alpino e Bertarelli and #8211, which are teleferic linked to the valley bottom. Around the original hut an army village was built which was equipped with large ammunition and food deposits. Captain Agno Berlies recounted that during Christmas night in 1917, in a non-specific location in the upper Val Zabru, four Alpini soldiers guarding a forward position located a few dozen meters from the Austrian lines reached the enemy trench and captured and tied up an approximately 50-year-old Standschützen. When they untied him, he was asked, "Have you got any tobacco?" "Yes," the other man replied in reasonable Italian, "not much and dark bread, but we have lots of tobacco." And he pulled out a bag stuffed with pieces of excellent tobacco woven up like a cord. The Alpini looked at him in silence. "And do you have children?" And #8211, the Tyrolean soldier smiled, making his blue eyes sparkle. Then he replied, "Six children and lots of grandchildren," and in so saying he pulled out of his inner pocket, the one close to his heart, a photograph of his large family. The Alpini soldiers exchanged glances once again and one of them rushed to root through the bread basket, returning right away with a piece of bread. The prisoner ate it greedily and then said, "If you want to give me more bread, I go and get other tobacco." The old man was freed. In two steps he was back in his trench and soon after, rather than return to the Alpini, he threw over a rope to whose end was attached a large pack of cigars on which were written the words, "Buon Natale," and #8211. "Happy Christmas." The Alpini held onto the rope a moment and gathered up all the bread they could find and wrapped it up until it was solidly tied up with the knot that had held the tobacco. A piece of paper attached to one of the loaves read, "Thanks and bon appetit." The rest of the night went by peaceful and solemn in the strange silence and peace which greeted the birth of the Redeemer.